We'll continue in this hour of With Heart and Voice with music that our guest Michael Barone has brought to share with us, including some recordings not heard on public radio before, and selections from various live performances at American Guild of Organists conventions and elsewhere. We'll begin with a fantastic anthem by Philip Moore, which joins contemporary composition with plain chant. All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord is performed by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston and was recorded during the 2016 National Convention of the AGO held there. Brady Knapp directs with Yuri McCoy accompanying. All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord by Philip Moore, as performed by the choir of Palmer Memorial Church in Houston. Brady Knapp directed. From the 2006 AGO convention held in Chicago, we'll hear the gathered congregation of organists as they sing the hymn, Come Sing to God, a paraphrase of Psalm 30 by Fred Anderson and set to the tune Elicum. Thomas Gowans leads from the organ of the 4th Presbyterian Church. Thomas Gowans played the organ for the singing of the hymn, Come Sing to God, as a part of the 2006 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists. The venue for this was the 4th Presbyterian Church in Chicago. Chicago has produced no shortage of incredibly fine church musicians and composers over the last century plus, and in recent years, counted among those who lived and worked there are Richard Prue and Aaron David Miller, both of whose works we'll hear in our next two selections. First, we'll listen to a setting of Psalm 133 by Richard Prue, in which the Latin refrain is interspersed with verses in English. Aaron David Miller's exuberant setting of Psalm 117, Laudate Dominum, follows. Both are sung by the Morning Choir of Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago, recorded on July 4, 2006 at the American Guild of Organists Convention. John Shearer directs, and Thomas Gowans plays the organ.
Oh.
two anthems performed by the Morning Choir of the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago as part of the 2006 AGO National Convention. We just heard Laudate Dominum by Aaron David Miller, and before that we listened to Psalm 133 by Richard Prue. Both were conducted by John Shearer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Pipe Dreams brand has evolved and expanded a bit over the 35-plus years the program has been on the air. We've already spoken about Michael's influence, sometimes direct, sometimes indirect, on contemporary composers. There are also annual Pipe Dreams tours abroad to visit and explore well-known and little-known instruments all over the world and discover the music that was written with them in mind. And Pipe Dreams live events pop up around the country where Michael narrates a live organ recital, often featuring music and or performers that he has chosen. I had the honor and pleasure of performing on one of the early prototype Pipe Dreams live events back in 1991 in Charleston, West Virginia. Michael speaks next about another of his pet projects.
There have also been a couple of Pipe Dreams compact discs because I thought there were some interesting things that have been put on the program that weren't available otherwise. And although the music of Bach certainly is not unavailable on CD, this performance of this movement, I haven't heard anyone else do a transcription of the slow movement, the Largo, from the double violin concerto, and certainly not play it quite the way Jeffrey Campbell and Wolfgang Rubsam do, as recorded on the Aeolian Skinner organ at Alice Millar Chapel, Northwestern University in Evanston.
Jeffrey Campbell and Wolfgang Rubsam played their own transcription of the Largo movement from the Double Concerto in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. They performed in Alice Millar Chapel at Northwestern University in a Pipe Dreams Live event. Minnesota, and the Twin Cities area in particular, has developed over a long period of time as something of a center or hotbed of musical composition. During his years in Minnesota, our guest, Michael Barone, developed a close personal friendship with composer Stephen Paulus, who sadly passed away much too young a few years ago. Paulus was already an established composer when he more or less burst onto the organ scene with a concerto he was commissioned to write in 1992 and is featured on another of the Pipe Dreams CDs.
The second of the Pipe Dreams premieres volumes offered the first and still only recording of an organ concerto that Stephen Paulus had written for premiere in Atlanta just before the AGO convention was down there in 1992. It was kind of an epiphany moment because when Norman McKenzie and members of the Atlanta Symphony led by George Hanson, who was assistant conductor, presented this piece, I think folks knew who Stephen Paulus was because he'd written lots of wonderful choral music, but they didn't realize that Stephen knew his way around the instrument. And so this concerto comes up and suddenly they think,
who is this guy?
Yeah, but I think listening to the scherzo of this first concerto will give you a total understanding of why Stephen Paulus suddenly became the new friend of the King of Instruments.
Organist Norman McKenzie was joined by members of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra in the scherzo from Organ Concerto No. 1 by Stephen Paulus. George Hanson conducted. More music by Stephen Paulus is coming up next.
Well, this is one of the appearances of the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir from London. This was not part of an AGO convention. They returned to the Twin Cities in 2008 and presented a program at the Cathedral of St. Paul. And this was one of their works. And again, as an a cappella piece, I don't know that it's appeared on Pipe Dreams, but it certainly is appropriate to appear on this program with you. And so the anthem, Arise, My Love, music of Stephen Paulus, the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, Mark Williams conducting.
Arise, My Love, a work by Minnesota composer Stephen Paulus, was performed by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, at the Cathedral of St. Paul in Minnesota. Mark Williams directed this live performance, recorded in June 2008. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Michael Barone's interest in the pipe organ is probably equally stoked by the immense diversity of instruments historically and geographically, alongside the huge breadth of the music written for the organ over more than five centuries.
It's curious that though I grew up with an historic instrument in my background as a child, I didn't really pay much attention to historic American instruments until much later. In the old cathedral in Duluth was this rather remarkable instrument. Dates from 1898. It was made by the Felgemacher Company from Erie, Pennsylvania. And I was just flabbergasted. I was just astonished. This is a wonderful instrument. You know, it is nothing that we have been told old organs were. This was beautiful and evocative. Jess Eschbach found himself up dealing with organs in Duluth, fell in love with the Felgemacher, and we decided to make a recording on it. And this is that heartfelt Andante Sostenuto movement, the slow movement from Vidor's Gothic Symphony. Let's listen to Jess Eschbach at the Old Sacred Heart Cathedral in Duluth, this marvelous instrument by the Felgemacher Company from 1898.
Andante Sostenuto from the Gothic Symphony by Charles-Marie Vidor. It was played by Jess Eschbach on the 1898 Felgemacher organ at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth, Minnesota. We close with a traditional Norwegian folk hymn with a twist. Michael Barone explains.
Anne-Lise Berntsen was a Norwegian mezzo-soprano of operatic ability, but she teamed up with organist Niels Henrik Åsheim to record old Norwegian sacred songs and hymns. And Anne-Lise would sing these hymns straight. Niels Henrik, on the other side, would improvise around them. And he would improvise in ways that would embellish the texts. And whatever the two of them did was captured so beautifully. The two albums that Anne-Lise Berntsen and Niels Henrik Åsheim made are filled with magic, and this is just one little taste.
Oh, no.
Mezzo-soprano Anneliese Berntsen sang the Norwegian folk hymn The Glorious Day Now Is Ended, with organist Niels Henrik Asheim improvising an accompaniment. Truly magical. It's been our pleasure today to welcome friend and broadcasting colleague Michael Barone to With Heart and Voice.
It's been a delight, Peter, to be with you here. It's a project that we have talked about over many years, and it will be my turn to figure out how to get you involved with me in a Pipe Dreams program.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's been an honor to have you on the program, and I know that our listeners are pleased to hear you talk about all the factors that have gone into the past 35-plus years.
Well, it's been my delight, Peter. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening and sharing in this conversation and musical feast with Michael and me. I hope you've enjoyed the selections we've shared as well as the conversation. The full two-hour version of this program is available for listening online at our website, withheartandvoice.org. You can find us on social media. Our Twitter handle is at @WHeartAndVoice, or you can like us on Facebook. And you can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.